This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I'm not pleased. Dave, I'm just going to ask you about air travel. Minneapolis to London, they have flights directly, right? Dave, do they have flights directly?
Oh, you can get yourself a flight.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Seems like Chip Scoggins could be available. We could record at 11:05. We could do a live at 12:05. You're not emphasizing this highly touted, highly acclaimed, not paid appearance in your travel schedule coming back?
I'm actually coming back Tuesday, but I don't know where we'll be Monday in London. So I didn't get it direct to London.
Wait a second. Now we're even more angry. You're going to be in London. Are you just sightseeing, or what are you doing?
No, I don't know where I'll be on Monday, to be honest with you.
This is maybe work
in London. I know that.
Maybe work assignment potentially.
There will be a football cross Minnesota London edition coming next Monday.
All right. Well, we'll just.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Should we shut the show down Monday, Dave? I mean, come on.
No,
Scoggins is here.
I think we look for a permanent replacement.
Yeah, that's it.
And I'm sure Chip will be very disappointed
sanctions.
To hear that.
Very. There'll be a level of sanctions.
It was a good run for me.
Yeah, it was a good run. Okay. When they're up 21-0, I think I put a tweet out. Let's just end the conversation. They right now, without a doubt, are the most impressive team in the National Football League. Not a doubt. Then they scored again. Okay, then it's 28-0. Then Jalen Naylor screws up. Everything falls apart, but they win the game. They win the game. They're 4-0. They're with the Chiefs, and they've been more impressive than the Chiefs so far. The Chiefs are the two-time defending champions. They have Pat Mahomes. I'm aware of all that. Should Vikings fans today be spending more time on what a spectacular month you beat two great teams, and Green Bay might be very good, plus it's Green Bay? Or should they be more worried about, uh-oh, what happened in the second half, and what does that mean for the next few weeks?
Yeah, I don't want to overreact to the second half because I felt like at least defensively they got away from what we've seen the first three games in the first half of that game. We just saw big gaps in their secondary where Love was able to just – I mean, guys were wide open. There was a bust, I know, on their on one of the touchdown throws where guys – wide open there in the end zone. So it felt like there were some things happening, and I don't know if that was because they were up so much and they just, you know, were content to kind of sit back and weren't as aggressive, but it just felt uncharacteristic of what we've seen. And I don't want to overreact. I mean, I don't, you know, completely dismiss it as nothing, but I don't know if I want to overreact to it. And the Jalen Naylor situation, you know, he should have just let that ball go. I mean, he's not the regular punt returner. And it's funny, we talked about it last year at this time or before the game. We said, you know, there's always something weird. The Star Tribune writers, when we were driving over, it's like, there's always something weird when the Vikings play there. We've seen so many just kind of goofy things happen, just weird things happen, and then Cousins goes down with an injury, right?
Mm-hmm. And Antonio Freeman, even before.
Go down the list. The mutiny. Remember the Mike
Zimmer,
the guys went rogue, did their own thing.
Right.
It seems like every year we go there, there's something weird happens. And then Naylor tries to.
Ridiculous.
Loses the punt in the sun, I think, and tries to catch it over his head. And I'm like, here it comes. Here's the weird part. You know, I know people were kind of grumbling about the offensive play calling, particularly the fourth and one. I understand what O'Connell was doing there, trying to just show guys he has confidence. I probably would have kicked the field goal and make him score two touchdowns to beat me, but I understand his philosophy and that's what he's sticking with. So that's just who he is. But I don't know. I'm just not going to overreact to that second half because I felt like the defense was just not the defense that we've seen in terms of their aggressiveness and play calling.
Yeah, in the main, I agree with you 100%. I also think if you look at when they're 28-0 and you think they're going to play at this high a level every single game, no, they're not the 72 Dolphins. But it can't get out of my head. I can't get it out of my head how well they have played for huge stretches of the season. Mm-hmm. 3 minutes and change behind, and that's only because maybe their most reliable guy fumbled, C.J. Ham, and after that it was just toying with the Giants. And then what they did against San Francisco and the Texans, and, man, those refs, we both, in separate tweets, use the word clinical. It was clinical what they were doing. I think it's unavoidable if you watch sports, if one team has a significant lead, and then a team starts coming back, we can't quantify momentum, but we see it when it's going on. And it was happening yesterday. There's no doubt. And I think the Packers were embarrassed. I'm not sure, even though Love finished around 400 yards, considering the way he was moving and the way Willis played the previous few games, I would have probably went with Willis. Now, he made some better throws lately. But you're 100% right. All of a sudden, the Packers were picking apart the Vikings defense. And I just don't believe that was one moment where everyone in the league is going to look at those plays and they figured out maybe Flores just pulled off the gas or he did different things. But I think it's way more the first half. Now let me get to the fourth and one.
Yeah.
I think he is one of those guys in O'Connell who really tries to read the temperature in the room. Ever since he came here, he goes out his way. I love this team. I believe in him. And he tried to send signals, practice when we're not there, meetings when we're not there, but then also gestures like that where I am going to believe in you. The more logical and I think analytical move is kick the field goal, two touchdowns, that amount of time to do it. But he's trying to show everybody out there, I'm with you, and even if the circumstance don't make ideal sense, I'm going to back you guys no matter what.
Well, and that was the theme in the post-game locker room yesterday, where just his aggressiveness and showing faith in the players, and whether you're trying to get Aaron Jones a touchdown or just saying, you know what, I believe that we can get 1 yard and we're going to do it this way and score that way.
They were trying to get Jones that TD. That was correct. Very evident.
Yes, and if it didn't work, he's saying, I trust my defense that they're going to stop him. Now, it didn't work out. Recover an onside kick, but you're right. He is very intentional on sending message to his players that he has faith in them and that he trusts them and that he's going to be an aggressive coach and he's not going to probably take the conventional way of doing things, which I think most coaches would have kicked the field goal there and said, there's no way this team could score two touchdowns in that amount of time. I thought it was, I don't know if reckless is the word. It was, you know, it left open to more of a possibility that the Packers could come back.
Right.
But I also admire a guy who's going to go for it and believe in his players. And so if you're going to carry that mindset, sometimes it's not going to work out and it's going to look risky, you know. And it wouldn't, you know, the defense can still stop him. They don't have to allow him to go 90-something yards.
Easy.
easy, like it was nothing, you know. And I just, you know, I wonder how much, too, did the defense just kind of – and let's give Packers credit. Love made a couple plays, but but also, like, to me, the moment of truth in that game is when it was 28-22 and O'Connell came out and said, you know what, Darnold, we're throwing the ball down the field. And
all the time.
He called four straight passes. Or he allowed them the first pass to Jefferson on first down, I thought, was just the play of the game. Because then they could relax.
Right.
Now they're moving again, and they're near midfield, and so
what a catch! I mean, honestly,
But he's also look how much faith he is showing in Sam Darnold.
You're 100%
being rewarded for it.
That's kind of both our points. He is banking on words and actions in May, in, you know, phone visits, training camp, and this, that two or three times it's going to blow up in his face, but he thinks over the totality of a relationship and a season, it's going to pay off. Yesterday also was a reminder, Jordan Addison, good at football. Yeah, that is a really good weapon to get back.
Well, Chad, how many times have we talked on your show about the speed of this team? And that was in my mind that whole first half. Well, you know when you hear coaches say, I want my team to play fast? To me, the Vikings were playing at a different speed than Green Bay was in that first half. I mean, it was the stutter and go route by Addison to get free. The move he made on that corner on that jet sweep to get through. Aaron Jones has brought a level of speed to this team. Jalen Naylor on that crosser, the big play, the 27-yarder, he's showing his speed. They're just a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
And at the skill position, it's showing up in a big way for their offense.
Let's pause and let's talk about the horrible baseball the Twins played for a long time. And then let's talk about the courage they showed in holding the press conference while the Vikings and Packers are playing. I mean, come on. Chip wrote about it with Joe Pola. There's a lot to digest about the Twins. We'll get to it in moments on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Twins go 12-27 last 39 games, and any debate, if there was one, this was the worst collapse in franchise history. Can I just start with a little media thing from the get-go? I get that it's the last game of the season, but many, many times organizations will meet you, and they'll have, whether it's the owner, the GM, head coach, maybe a day or two later, to have that as quickly as they had it when the Vikings and Packers are playing in Green Bay. Come on. I thought that was pretty weak. What did you think?
I didn't even know that was going on until I got home last night driving back from Green Bay and I saw the news coverage because we were, you know, locked into watching the game. So I would say it was very surprising to me that, like, you're right, normally you have the year-end stuff after the season ends. To have it during the Vikings-Packers game where a lot of the media were out of town, that wasn't coincidence.
No, that was not, they're burying it. They're trying to hide bad news. They all know it. And some of those folks I like a lot, but you know what? You got to stand up when it's great. And you got to stand up when it was terrible. And they weren't standing up when it was terrible. Okay. They were, hey, more of the columnists are there. We're not letting you know. All right. For the folks who missed your Joe Pollad column this weekend, how do you recap it? And then how do you react to what Joe Pollad had to say yesterday?
Yeah, I did kind of my 30,000 foot view from the, you know, this collapse. And to me, when we're assigning blame, everybody gets blamed, but I started at the top, and I thought Joe Pollad just set a very bad, negative tone from the very beginning, back with Jason on your station, mm-hmm. where he said he's gonna, you know, they had no interest in pursuing high price free agents, and they're gonna right size the payroll, right size their business, and the team had let it known to all the beat writers to kind of filter out even before that. The payroll was going to go down. They had slashed the payroll by, you know, what, $30, $35 million. Mm-hmm. And so coming off that playoffs, you know, win, series win, winning your first
game.
That's
the key part.
You have it. That's the whole thing. It's like you have this momentum as a organization. And to take all that goodwill with the fans, and they're re-energizing. They came back, and I was at Target Field for those playoff games. And it was It was awesome.
It was great. Yep.
And to say, you know what? Nah, we're going to cut payroll because of the TV thing, and we're not going to chase free agents. I mean, just what do you think that sends to your fan base? Like, what do you think that does when you already, the name Polad is already associated with being cheap with the fan base? Like, that you couldn't have had a worse PR move. And what does it say to your team, your front office, and the players too? And then to not do anything at the trade deadline, I think it starts at the top. And then I saw some of Joe's quotes yesterday that the payroll's not they float out the payroll is not going to go down. I know Aaron Gleeman pressed him pretty hard on it, I think, and
rightfully so.
Basically said he's not going to get into it publicly about the payroll. I don't know. I mean, this is what I do know. They have so much damage to undo with the fan base. I think they finished, 24th in attendance,
mm-hmm.
even though they were in a playoff race all the way till the final weekend.
Yep.
They should be alarmed by that. And they know privately that they have a lot of issues to fix.
I'm not sure Joe does. I really am not sure.
Think he doesn't understand the perception of...
I'm not sure. From people who I trust, I know other people in that front office who absolutely know it, because you nailed it. I'm just going to reiterate it again. You have the 18-year drought, and then you win against Toronto, and then you play a competitive series against Houston, and you've got starters. Okay, let's say Gray leaves. Fine. And maybe if you don't get a guy as strong as Gray, and I get that it's $30 million, but this isn't the time for the billionaire owner who's trying to prove himself that I'm the new sheriff. Okay, he's now in charge, his second year when he makes this decision. And again, I'm glad he answered Jason's question because I want honesty. But this wasn't the time to do it. And when Gleeman is pressing him on, well, do you separate this business from other businesses because it's so different? And he's like, no. And then when Aaron tries to push him on, well, if we win, they'll come back. Joe Polad, here's another reason why I think he misses things. When this team was contracting, he once wrote a letter to the Star Tribune basing a columnist for not supporting the Twins enough. Do you know who that columnist was? That would be my father.
Your dad.
So when you're telling me about Joe Polad's senses for what's going on with the media, the public, one of all people, the guy who carried Carl's water incessantly and never once in his life criticized Carl Polad. So do I think Dave St. Peter in the front office people get it? Yes. And regarding if they're great next year, that's when they're going to build attendance. Because when they're going back to sell, the hard of hardcores are going to stay. But those people who are the 40 gamers, the 20 gamers, are going to say, are you kidding me? And I don't mean to take the players off the hook on this, because when Pablo needed to step forward late, did not do it. Royce Lewis, if he tells me one more time he's tired.
I know.
Royce officially bugs me now on the I don't do slumps, and every other quote was tired effect. Let's just get the players as part of it, too. Here's what I think is going to happen. I think they're going to scapegoat a couple coaches, which always happens. I don't think, I'll say on the record, I don't think Falvey or Rocco should have been fired. I don't. Especially Falvey, if you take $30 million away from him. Now, did they sign some guys where it failed? Absolutely. Margot, failure. The
pitchers that are always hurt.
Yeah, the pitchers already hurt. You know, that doesn't mean he gets a contract extension, but I wouldn't fire him. And Rocco, I think Falvey and Rocco are under different pressure. Okay. But are they really, when they're talking about we got to be different, you know, you can be different? Do something dramatic.
Yeah.
Will they do something dramatic when one of their main big knocker players is dealt? What is your guess? And by the way, the guy I'm putting in the conversation is Royce. Would they trade Royce Lewis and try to get high-quality return? Because I'm not talking about trading like somebody's just okay, like a big-name player and make a blockbuster type of deal. Because it's not Lopez. It's not Ober. Correa, they need to keep begging Correa to play, although it'd be nice if he could play more than 90 games, right?
The Duran?
Would you trade Duran? I mean,
well, I will say this. I don't know specific players there. I will say this. They have to do something dramatic.
Yeah.
If they come back with the team mostly intact with, except for some minor moves like Kyle Farmer, that's not going to move the fan. They have to do something dramatic and something that shows a commitment. Because right now, you polled 100 Twins fans, and I'm even thinking diehards, and asked them, do you think this ownership is committed? And I guarantee you 100 will say no.
Yeah.
There's a crisis in confidence in this whole group. And so they have to do something dramatic to show the fan base that, that they're going to invest in it. And that was the headline of my column where I said, get serious or sell the team to someone that is going to do it. And so,
and they can come back and they can talk, and they're right. They have spent significant money on Target Field, right? And I'm sure they've taken losses. Perception isn't fair. But some facts are reality. It was just the wrong time to do it. It absolutely was wrong time to do it. I just want to say one more thing on Lewis. I think it is notable that when two times in the last week he was talking about his fatigue, and both times, rightfully so, whether it was Phil Miller, Dan Hayes, Doe, whoever might have been, went to Correa. And one time it was about, young guys not showing up early on BP, and it was clear that Lewis was in the mix. And then when Lewis talks about tired again, another quote from Correa was, I don't want to hear about tired at this point.
Yeah.
That's it. Twice publicly refuting what Lewis is saying. That, to me, said, whoa, Correa gets it. And, Chip, if that was in a bigger market, that would be even bigger news that Correa just corrected him right away publicly, not behind the scenes, my arm around you. But maybe it tells me he's tried to correct him and it didn't work. So go, okay, fine. I get asked a question, I'm going to answer.
Well, let me ask you this, Chad. When they're in a free fall and Roy says, I'm terrified to go from third to second, why are you doing this?
Right.
How do you think that went over in the clubhouse?
Terrible. Yeah, I don't do slumps. I'm terrified and I'm tired multiple times. So that's why I'm saying, I'm putting out there, I think they're going to take more than take the temperature on him. I think they should.
Surprising. Yeah, I mean, but he also, they could say, you're young, but there needs to be a heart-to-heart with them saying, Royce, come on now.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have to figure this out. You have to fight through the fatigue, and we can't, be saying you're terrified to do this or you're tired or bringing this up because, they needed you.
And I'm not talking cutting him. It would have to be notable value. Right, but he hit .210. I mean, for like 67 games. All right, my friend. When do you go to London, by the way?
I am leaving Wednesday night, getting there Thursday, so I'll be there all week, late this week, and looking forward to it. So.
Yeah, you should. It's fabulous. All right, man, travel safe.
Okay, brother, we'll talk to you.
See
you.
Kevin Burke, the former judge on Mary Moriarty and the police in misconduct. Kevin's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.